Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Tonight you're mine.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Eva Rosenberg is our guest, our good friend, a longtime original founding member of our Brain Trust, author of Small Business Taxes Made Easy, and a new book. Can we say the title, Eva?
Go ahead.
Deduct Everything. Is that right?
Deduct Everything.
By Eva Rosenberg. When's it coming out?
It's going to come out in February.
But they can pre-order it right now, right?
From Amazon? Go to Amazon, pre-order it. Deduct Everything. And you know what? I couldn't get everything in there, so there's going to be another
edition.
Oh, but it's such a good book.
I can't wait. And you have to promise to launch it on this show.
I will do that.
All right, so tell your
publisher. We will schedule that.
We expect to launch it on the show. I'll be disappointed. My feelings will be hurt if you launch it anywhere else.
We'll do a read.
Let's talk about some other things that we can do by the end of the year. One thing we can do, we can if we think we're going to be profitable, we're going to pay taxes, and we're not sure about next year, you can borrow from next year's deductions by paying expenses early, can't you?
Exactly. So if you're not positive, and now we have that extra Section 179, and we also have it tied to retail leasehold improvements.
That's a big one I want to talk about.
Yeah.
But before that, what I'm getting at, if you want to pay your rent early and get it in this deduction, if you want to pay, if you already have your utility bill, it's not due till January, pay it early. Other things like that, you know, pay all of
your January bills early, and don't do your December billing until January.
If you have the cash flow to deal with that. Some people don't have the cash flow to manage that.
It's only a couple of days now.
I just want to make sure folks out there know that don't get in trouble. We're not uninitiated on some of the cash flow issues that a lot of small business owners have. If you have the cash flow, this is a good plan. All right, now back to part of the Section 179, folks. This is the direct expensing thing that you've heard me talk about a zillion times with Eva and with others, and I've talked with some of the policy folks out of Washington, and some of our lobbyists up there. This is the great section that's to our benefit, and as you mentioned earlier, the Section 179 has now been made, the direct expenses has been made permanent, set at $50,000 for capital items, but there are other elements in there like the leasehold improvements. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, the leasehold improvements, if you go to IRS Publication 946, in Chapter 3 they talk about this if you want to look it up, but basically anything that is done by a lessee in the building to make any improvements to their restaurant, to their office, and so forth, it's not to a residential building. It's only a non-residential or commercial building. And it has to be occupied exclusively by the lessee, and it has to be placed in service more than 3 years after the date the building was first placed in service by anyone, which for most buildings, that's not a problem. So they can go and take whatever leasehold improvements they make, things that are attached to the building, and write them all off
at
one shot.
The lessee can.
The lessee can, yes.
What if the lessor does it for the lessee?
Then the lessor pays for it, and they are not the lessee. They don't get the deduction, the Section 179 deduction.
So only the tenant...
The tenant. Can,
this is only advantages.
Oh, hang on. Excuse me. No, by the lessee or the lessor.
Okay.
So the lessor can do that as well.
Right. Okay.
So they can both do that.
Both.
Sorry,
okay,
guys.
Good. All right. All right. Now, here's another thing. What if you have a building that's been restored by a, you know, let's say that somebody goes in and buys a building and they're going to put you know, $100,000, $200,000, getting it restored, doing a lot of new roof, a lot of different things to it, and get it ready for a tenant that they don't have yet. What can they do in this tax year?
Well, if they're going to start now, not a heck of a lot.
No, I mean, if they've already done the work, but it happened in this year, in this tax year, the work's been done, but it's not leasehold improvements, it's building improvements, so to speak. See, it's structural improvements.
Yeah, so if basically what they're doing is remodeling and improving the building, IRS released a huge volume of explanations and modifications to the capital improvement laws, and they're going to have to go through work, you know, and the best way to do that is go through piece by piece to see which part of each one of those improvements they
wow.
can depreciate longer. Otherwise, it's 39 years.
Wow. I thought they brought that back to 15.
No, wouldn't that? Oh. God, you're old. That was.
No, but I thought part of the new law had some 15-year stuff in it.
It does have some 15-year stuff in it, but that's why I say you have to go through piece by piece mm-hmm. of the law to see which.
So you're saying maybe
life.
The painting of the wall wouldn't apply, but maybe the roof would, or vice versa.
Right, or an elevator, or
right.
an air conditioning unit. So you're going to have to go through and do what's called component
wow.
depreciation.
That's a lot of work, isn't it?
You know what? For a big tax savings, it's worth the
yeah,
work.
Yeah, it might
you only
be.
Do it once.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So this is a lot of stuff. A lot of folks are in this category. Either the leasehold improvements, or just you know restoring
it,
anything like that. Yep. Absolutely. TaxMama.com is the website, and also Deduct Everything. That's the new book that you can pre-order right now from Amazon by our good friend Eva Rosenberg. We'll be right back. It's Tin Tail. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.